Good morning. This is Chapter 2, Spiritual Illumination, in Joel's book, The Infinite Way. This is the book that started it all. Written in 1947, and since time is an illusion, any reference, any referring truth is still true. Truth is forever. And so it begins, spiritual illumination or realization enables us to discern the spiritual reality right where the human concept appears to be. Material sense sees what it believes, and then believes what it sees. Spiritual sense discerns the reality of that which is appearing as concept. The development of spiritual consciousness begins with our first realization that what we are beholding through sight, hearing, tasting, touching, and smelling is not the reality of things. Disregarding appearances entirely, the first ray of spiritual illumination brings us hints of the divine, the eternal and immortal. This in turn makes the appearance even less real to us, thereby admitting even greater illumination. All right, so we are standing in reality, standing in ever-present, omnipresent, spiritual being, spiritual consciousness. We're standing in that. But we're seeing a series of concepts. Because the human scene is entirely misconception through misperception, any thought of helping, healing, correcting, or changing the material picture must be relinquished in order that we may see the ever-present, always-present reality. So, let us say you are a member of our online email group, Mystical Principles. And one of the members says they need help. Would you please help them? Would you please pray for them, meditate for them? And these days I see a lot of with you, with you, with you. And I wonder if that's just two words or if there's consciousness behind it. But any thought of helping that person must be relinquished in order that reality may be seen. So we're standing in a universe of mental concepts, but that's not where we're really standing. Because behind those concepts, above those concepts, is reality. We are standing in ever-present, always-present reality. So the next time someone online asks for help, remember, you must relinquish any thought of helping. He goes over this in that wonderful chapter, The New Horizon. He says, be willing for the harmonious as well as the inharmonious conditions of mortal existence to disappear from your experience, in order that reality may be known and enjoyed and lived. Above this sense life, there's a universe of spirit governed by love. That universe is where you are standing, but you're not beholding it. You're beholding concepts. So look in the room that you're in. You see all these things? I can see a TV. I can see a mirror. I can see a hat rack. I can see a dresser. I can see books. A guitar. All of these things. And they all carry concepts with them. Right? I enjoyed several of those good books. I like many of those hats. The mirror is dusty and needs to be dusted. You see, there's concepts connected to all that we see. There are no concepts connected to reality. If you have a concept connected to reality, you're not going to see reality. You're going to see your concept of reality. Hold on a minute. Let me find something. Joel says that our work is to change our concept of the universe, of self. I wanted to find the exact quote, but I'm not able to do that at the moment. But that's what he says. That's our real work, is to change our concept, not to change something out there. So the work is done within, in our meditation or our contemplation. Spiritual illumination has come to us in a measure with our first investigation of truth. We believe that we were seeking good or truth, whereas the light was beginning to shine in our consciousness, compelling us to take the steps we have since taken. Every increase of our spiritual understanding was more light appearing and dispelling the darkness of sense. This inflow of illumination will continue until we come to the full realization of our true identity as the light of the world. So, we stand in a spiritual universe. This is a spiritual universe. But we see our concepts, or the universal world mind concepts of pencil, pen, paper, table, keyboard, mouse, graphics. Those are concepts. Right here, where all those things appear to be, is the ever-present reality of being. But instead of looking through our spiritual discernment to see that reality, we use the five physical senses to move around in concepts. The five senses can never reveal reality, only spiritual discernment. The five senses can reveal concepts, and they can expand on those concepts, but they cannot reveal reality. Reality in which you are standing right now. Illumination brings first peace, then confidence and assurance. It brings rest from the world's concepts, contests, and then all good flows to us through grace. When you live through the senses, walking in a world of concepts, it's a struggle, to say the least. When you live through spiritual discerning the reality that I am, then you live by grace. We see now that we do not live by acquiring, gaining, or achieving. We live by grace. We possess all as the gift of God. We do not get our good. We already have all good. Son, all that I have is thine. The pleasures and successes of the world are nothing compared with the joys and treasures which now unfold to us through spiritual sense. Possessing the divine light within him, man gains his freedom from the world. The spiritually illumined will recognize that because no good can come or go, because spiritual activity is always of the nature of fulfillment, I underlined that in my book, spiritual activity is always of the nature of fulfillment. You know, we hear, well, it must be God's will that that plane fell out of the sky and crashed. God has called this one home. We blame a lot of things on God. He must find it sometimes pretty amusing. But here, the truth is, spiritual activity is always of the nature of fulfillment. And so none of those things can be a spiritual activity. Again, it's a series of concepts. And we sell ourselves a bill of goods. No, that's not a spiritual activity. Because if it was, it would be fulfillment. My 401k went south. It must be God's will. No, it's not. God's will would be of the nature of fulfillment. We will fear no change in the outer picture because the outer is but the reflection of the allness within. Safe in the realization that we are individual, though infinite spiritual consciousness, embodying all good, we need give no consideration to the evidence of the senses. That happens first in your meditation. You recognize that you are infinite spiritual consciousness, and then you can give no consideration to any evidence of the senses. Spiritual illumination reveals the harmony of being and dispels the evidence of material sense or the senses. It does not change anything in the universe, for this is a spiritual universe already, peopled with children of God. The illumination changes our concept of the universe, and there it is. That's what I was looking for. This is but the beginning of this vast subject. While we are on it, let us keep thought removed as far as possible from the world of sense, anchored in the conscious awareness of spiritual reality. Always there have appeared men bearing the divine message of the presence of God and the unreality of evil. Buddha, Lao Tzu, Jesus of Nazareth, these and many others brought the light of truth to men. And always men have interpreted this light as the messenger, failing to see that what they were beholding as a man out there was the light of truth within their own consciousness. All right, so my consciousness is the ever-present, always-present presence. My consciousness is infinite. And I'm standing in that consciousness. But I'm not beholding that consciousness. I'm seeing a room full of concepts. In worshiping Jesus, men lost the Christ. In devotion to Jesus, men failed to apprehend the Christ. In seeking good through Jesus, men failed to find the omnipresent Christ in their own consciousness. Isn't that what we're doing? We say, oh, I'm pretty sure I would have recognized Christ. What do you see when you look at me? Thou art Christ, the only begotten, full of grace and truth. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but spiritual discernment. But we do the same thing every day. We don't see the Christ, we see concepts. Every day the Christ is presenting itself to us. Here I am. See me. Follow me. And every day we see Peter and John and Bill and Mary, Susan and Martha. So, it's true. We not only see Jesus instead of the Christ, we do it every single day. We see our surroundings and we don't see presence. If we saw presence wherever we went, people would experience healing just by our glance. So So, how to start seeing aright? Jesus said, "If I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you." Was this not clear enough for all to understand? If you do not look away from the personal sense of salvation, you will not find the great light within your own consciousness. Spiritual illumination does not come from a person, but from the impersonal Christ, the universal truth, the illumined consciousness of yourself. Illumined consciousness dispels the personal sense of self. So if you do see behind the curtain into the ever-present reality, that will begin to dissolve a personal sense of self with its problems, its ills, ages, and failures. Illumined consciousness reveals the real self, the I that I am, unlimited, unfettered, untroubled, harmonious, and free. This selfhood is revealed as we retire within ourselves each day and there learn to listen and to watch. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth, thy son heareth. Instead of anxious care about the work of the day or the events of the future, we let the soul or our divine spirit go ahead of us to smooth and prepare the way. We let this divine influence remain behind us to safeguard every step. Illumined consciousness always knows that there is an infinite, all-powerful presence prospering every act and blessing every thought. It knows that all who touch us on life's highway must feel the benediction of our thought. When consciousness is afire with truth and love, it destroys all sense of fear, doubt, hate, envy, disease, and discord. And this pure consciousness is felt by all whom we meet, and it lightens the load they carry. Realize that all the good you experience is the shining forth of your own consciousness, even when it appears to come from or through some other individual. Recognize every evil appearance as a false perception of harmony. I underline that too, because look at your life, or your loved ones, or your neighbors, or across the sea. Every evil appearance is a false perception of harmony. So, right where you see through the senses an evil appearance, there is harmony. Therefore, they are not to be feared or hated, and this will result in the disappearance of the illusion and the showing forth of reality. So recognize every evil appearance as a false perception of harmony. This will result in the disappearance of the illusion. Only illumined consciousness can look upon an evil appearance and perceive the divine reality. Only the Christ in consciousness can strip error of its seeming reality. Spiritual illumination reveals that we are not mortals, not even humans, but that we are pure spiritual being. Now, I don't know how much plainer he could be. So I say underline this, or put brackets around it, or highlight it. We are not mortal, not even human. You see, this whole human idea is a series of concepts. Oh, I'm so many feet tall, and I weigh so many pounds, and I'm so many years of age, and I have heredity giving me this and that. That's a series of concepts. I carry that around and I live through it. I live through that concept. I look at a baseball game and I see the pitcher is 6'7". And I see that they call a fellow that's 5'8", 5'9", they call that person little. And I say to myself, I must be little. Well, they say that if you have so much body fat, you're fat, because you're way over what you should be. Well, I must be fat, because I can pinch more than an inch. See, that's another concept. Can you pinch more than an inch? Then you're this or you're that. I go out the door in the morning and I realize I'm little and fat. And I carry that around all day. I'm living through those concepts. I'm living as those concepts. But I'm standing in infinite spiritual consciousness. I'm unaware of it. I don't have any awareness of it. Spiritual discernment has taken a hike. It hasn't been operating lately. How do I get it back? How do I get it to begin with? You get it from reading, hearing, practicing, contemplating, meditating. Spiritual illumination reveals that we are not mortals, not even humans. We are pure spiritual being, divine consciousness, self-sustaining life, all-inclusive consciousness. This light destroys the illusions of personal sense. Illumination dissolves all material ties and binds men together with the golden chains of spiritual understanding. It acknowledges only the leadership of the Christ. It has no ritual or rule, but the divine impersonal universal love. No other worship than the inner flame that is ever lit at the shrine of spirit. This union is free, is the free state of spiritual brotherhood. The only restraint is the discipline of soul. Therefore we know liberty without license. We are a united universe without physical limits. A divine service to God without ceremony or creed. The illumined walk without fear by grace. To know that we are the fulfillment of God, that we are that place in consciousness where God shines through, is to be spiritually minded. The realization that every individual is the presence of God. Wow. Let's read this together. We are not mortals, not even humans. Every individual is the presence of God. Take that into meditation, and don't leave from it until it gives its truth to you as an experience. Every individual is the presence of God. All that is God appearing. Spiritual consciousness. The understanding that what we see, hear, taste, touch, and smell through the five physical senses is but the finite concepts of reality, and in no wise related to the spiritually real, is spiritual sense. Christ consciousness beholds God everywhere, shining through the mist of personal sense. The mist of personal sense. Isn't there something about a mist in the first book of Genesis? Yes. It says, but there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. So there went up a mist, and then man was formed of that mist. Well, that's how concepts came about. Christ consciousness recognizes no sinner to be reformed, no sick person to heal, no poor to enrich. Spiritual illumination dispels the false concepts or images of finite sense and reveals all being as God appearing. The light in individual consciousness reveals the world of God's creating. You see, the mist that formed itself as mankind is not the world of God's creating. That's the world of Lord God concepts creating. But what is the world of God's creating? What is the ever-present, always-present, omnipresence, infinite, immortal being? What is that? What is that creation? What does it look like? What does it feel like when I'm in it, consciously aware of it? Spiritual illumination reveals the world of God's creating, the universe of reality, the children of God. In this light, the mortal scene disappears. The world of concepts, this world, gives place to my kingdom, the reality of things seen as they are. So my kingdom is the reality of things seen as they are. And how could my kingdom be have anything to do with this world? My kingdom is not of this world. Reality is not of concepts. There is always the sense of an inner companionship. We feel an inner warmth, a living presence, a divine assurance. Sometimes we feel a strong hand in ours, or behold a smiling face over our shoulder. We are never alone, and we know it. This sweet presence gives us an inner rest. It enables us to relax from the strain of the world and brings us the joy of peace. In truth, it is a peace be still to every problem of human existence. It is a healing influence within us, and it is felt by all those about us. This inner presence of which we are aware is truth itself interpreting itself to us as presence, power, companion, Christ, light, peace, and healing influence. The consciousness of this inner being is the result of our greater spiritual illumination, of our cultivated spiritual consciousness. This truth is the God that healeth our diseases. And it goes before us, ever before us, to make smooth our path in life. This truth is wealth and appears as our abundant supply. No human circumstance or condition can lessen our income and wealth while we abide in this consciousness of the presence of love. Establish this truth within you, and it becomes your real being. Knowing neither birth nor death, youth nor age, health nor disease, but only the eternality of harmonious being. This truth dispels every illusion of sense. It dissolves all concepts and reveals the infinite harmony of your being. It dispels mortality and reveals your immortality. Whatever in your thought is unlike this divine presence must yield in order that you may drink the water of life and eat the spiritual meat of truth. To free our hearts from the errors of self, self-will, false desires, ambitions, and greed, is to reflect the light of truth as the perfect diamond reflects its own inner light. About 500 before Christ, it was written, "It easily happens that a man, while taking a bath, steps upon a wet rope and imagines that it is a snake. Horror will overcome him, and he will shake from fear, anticipating in his thought all the agonies caused by the serpent's venomous bite. What a relief does this man experience when he sees that the rope is no snake. The cause of his fright lies in his error, his ignorance, his illusion. If the true nature of the rope is recognized, his tranquility of mind will come back to him. He will feel relieved. He will be joyful and happy. This is the state of mind of one who has recognized that there is no personal self. I told you this book was deep. There is no personal self. What about this person I've had with me for 47 years? I call him Tim. Timothy. What about him? What about him? There is no personal self. Then this whole person is a series of concepts, and it's not real. How then am I ever going to know myself? I'm going to turn within. I'm going to shut off the senses. Shut off the thinking, reasoning, planning, scheming mind. Shut off the need to understand. And be still. And in this stillness, I behold, I watch, I wait, I listen. Father, reveal thyself. Reveal myself, reveal the self, the only self, there's only one. And I am that one. Right here where I've been lugging around these concepts over these many years, there is one. One. And that one is God. And that God is one. And I am the one. God. So again, illumination reveals that there is no error. What appears as a snake, sin, disease, discord, and death, is reality itself misperceived by finite senses. You're standing in reality. Wake up! You are not what the senses are reporting. The senses are lying. They're lying to you. Then discords are not to be hated, feared, or resented, but reinterpreted until the true nature of the rope, or reality, is discerned through spiritual sense. Lay down these five physical senses. Pick up your spiritual sense and with it discern reality. Discern your true self, the one true God, whom to know aright is your own life eternal. The snake disease or discord, is a state of mind merely, with no corresponding external reality. Listen to this next sentence. Underline it, bracket it, highlight it. It must be realized, understood, that no illusion is or ever can be externalized. It's not out there. It's in here, in this stupid mind that's seeing through the senses. This mind is ignorant. Stop using it. If nothing else, just in this meditation, stop using it. No more. No more reasoning, no more concepts, no more ideas. Let that be still. Speak, Father, please. Now, let us look with a new sense. Let us look with spiritual sense. Let us use the spiritual faculty, maybe for the first time, and look out at the reality of being. None of these concepts are externalized. This person, this Tim, Timmy, Timothy, that I've been lugging around for 47 years, he's not out there. He's a mixed up, jumbled up series of concepts in the world mind. But now, I set that aside. Just for this meditation, I set it aside. God, reveal reality. And I listen. And I wait. And I watch. Comes to me, I am the way, the truth, the life. I am reality. None of these other things can be externalized. The only thing out here is the same thing in here, because it's one. And this is a spiritual universe. And the only thing that can be is the divine harmony of being. Now, spiritual illumination may be attained by living constantly in the consciousness of the presence of perfection, by the continual translation of the visible picture into reality. We are being faced with discordant appearances all through our days and nights. These must immediately be translated through our understanding of the new tongue, the language of spirit. Every incident in our daily experience offers fresh opportunities to use our spiritual understanding or our spiritual discernment. Each use of the spiritual faculty results in greater spiritual perception, which in turn reveals more and more of the light of truth. Pray without ceasing, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Translate the pictures and incidents of daily existence into the new tongue, the language of spirit, and consciousness will expand until translation occurs without even taking thought. It becomes a habitual state of consciousness, a constant awareness of truth. Only in this way can we find our lives unfolding harmoniously from the center of our being without taking conscious thought. Yes, our lives should unfold from the center of being. And it will unfold from within if we are not taking conscious thought, if we are letting that divine presence take over. So we discover we are not a human, not a mortal. We are consciousness. We are divine harmony, divine being. And it is unfolding into our conscious awareness. Instead of our existence being a continual round of demonstrations, yes, do you remember the good old days when you needed some supply and so you made a demonstration for supply? Or you needed health, so you made a demonstration for health? Or you needed the right companion, so you made a demonstration for companionship? It was a constant round of demonstrations. Instead of our existence being a continual round of demonstrations, it becomes the natural, harmonious, joyous unfoldment of good. How would you like to have your life be a natural, harmonious, joyous unfoldment of good? Instead of repeated efforts to make good come to us, our every good unfolds to view without conscious effort, either physical or mental, from the depths of our own being. We are no longer dependent on person or circumstance, nor even on our personal effort. Spiritual illumination enables us to relax our personal efforts and rely more and more on divinity unfolding and revealing itself as us. Now, we've only had 2 chapters from this book, but we can see already it's suggesting that we lay down mortality and put on immortality, that we lay down concepts and put on reality, that we die to personal self and recognize there is no personal self. Then perhaps we'll stop struggling to produce something or struggling to realize something. When you know, really know that there is no personal self, you will stop all personal effort and you will be led by the Spirit. You will come into spiritual discerning. You will catch glimpses of the infinite divine being. And there you will find rest. A rest. Thank you for drawing forth this talk I would not have it if it wasn't for you. For you are the consciousness that makes this possible. So thank you. Please give this chapter some serious attention. Read it, and when you come to a paragraph that seems to pull at you, follow it down that hole. You just might find the great reality deep down within you. And then let it flow forth and pour out what is given to you to pour out. And then join the fellowship of the Spirit. There are many here that read these words or listen to these words, but they don't have spiritual discernment. They are not a part of the fellowship of the Spirit. But there are some here that have gone beyond that, and they are of the fellowship of the Spirit. Well, all I can feel right now is, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Thank you.